Radio Extravaganza. Last ever Radio Extravaganza.
You've just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
was not involved in Al-Qaeda's work in 9/11. Fact, the anthrax attacks upon this country did not come from Iraq. That anthrax came from Fort Detrick, Maryland. Last I checked, that is not in Iraq.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Observed and enforced.
You ought to know by now that speeding gets you nowhere fast.
Saddam Hussein was a threat, and the world is better off without Saddam Hussein.
Solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of science. In laboratories and testing fields, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Happened only once in 6 years.
You want to know what I did?
Shut up. Listen, cut his mic.
No, that's
shut up.
Now
you had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up
and shut up publicly. Do we expect every American to support our military? And if they can't do that, to shut up. So you keep your mouth shut.
In a democracy, you don't have to shut up.
Is that what has been charged thus far is abuse, which I believe technically is different from torture. And therefore, I'm not going to address the torture word.
sometimes we like to inflict torture. Perhaps it is in our nature. If you feel like your desire to torture is not fully expressed, perhaps tonight you will express torture. Perhaps you will call 472-5667 and you will make your attempt to express that within you that is the need to torture. 472-5667. Torture the listeners. Torture yourself. Torture me. 472-5667. You'll be placed on the air.
People are running around with digital cameras and taking these unbelievable photographs and then passing them off to the media, and it's not a pretty picture.
Thank you. Good evening.
And this is still Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Again, warning 4725667 might place you directly on the air.
What a service to the community of sky. The clouds and the plains, arteries like cars, filling out all the air of the highways, of the highway.
I think that I'm not a lawyer.
to listen to a different edition of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Instead of suffering through the one you're listening to bring suffering onto others, to experience the suffering of times different from the time that is the time you are in, you can listen to the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza archives online. The address is counterfolk, F-O-L-K, .com/last-ever. You can listen to other ones. You can even listen to this one. In fact, you might be listening to this one. For all I know, you're listening to this show right now. If you want to prove to me that you're not listening to the show, then you should call up either during the show or during a different show. Whenever it is you think you should call up, if you think you should call 512-472-5667, depending on the nature of time, space, live, archive, is it a Tuesday night? Is it between 6 and 7 in the central time zone? You may, in fact, find yourself placed on the air. The way that you'll know that you've been placed on the air is that not only will you hear what you are saying, but what you are saying will be heard. 4725667. Sort of like this.
Hello? Hello?
This is sort of the kind of thing that happens.
Hello? Is this still the torture channel?
This is.
I've got some photos I'd like to show you.
Please, show the photos. Show the photos.
Would you like to see my torturous photos?
Yes, please describe them for the radio listeners.
All right. They're from my last vacation. Here's one of me and Beast Man at a nice church in Rome. Beast Man has a little spaghetti stain on his shirt, as you can see. Woo, we had a good dinner that night. I remember it well. And let's see. Oh, yes. Here's another one of me and Beast Man in Gay Paris. At a small French cafe. Ooh, the waiter was Jean-Luc. It was fantastic. Let's see. Oh, here's a goodie. This is me and Evelyn at Schlitterbahn. Ooh, so much fun. Sliding down the water slide. I went so fast my bathing suit came off. Kind of embarrassing. But fun! Ooh, I got lots of pictures to show. Here's one of me and Ram Man taking a bubble bath. Smoking a J and watching Pretty Woman. Ooh, it's a long time ago. Back in the good old days. Oh, I could go on. You still there?
You're still there.
Hello?
It's torture.
Let's see. Here's one of me and Ram Man at Abu Ghraib. He's got a little spaghetti stain on his shirt. Oh, getting sleepy. Must take nap. Well, thanks for letting me torture you a little bit.
Ma'am. Impression is that what has been charged thus far is abuse.
That's not true. That's not true. You're just taking a vacation.
What has been charged thus far is abuse.
I don't think so. We ate a lot of spaghetti. That's true. We were just having a little fun. Oh, hope nobody charged us with anything. Except a good time. Which was had by all. Woo! Thank you. Good night.
Is different from torture.
Seven two five six six seven. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. 4725667.
What do you think
tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments? Yeah.
Tribal sovereignty means that.
Anything mixed in with Bush's latest gaffe about our enemies are resourceful and innovative, and so are we? You know what I'm talking about?
Can you do a better impression for our listeners?
I don't remember all of it. And then, but did you also hear the one where he said something about fetus 9 times? Instead, he said feces instead of fetus. Did you hear that one?
Tribal sovereignty means that, sovereignty. You've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
And destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. That information is an accurate find. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium in Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proved perfect.
What struck me was what 72-year-old Tilly Caldwell had to say. And then our nation went into a recession. That means three-quarters of negative growth.
Can you talk off air?
Yes.
Can you talk off air?
Yes.
I could do it.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Can you talk off the air, please?
Yes, I am talking off the air.
I don't believe you.
I am.
I'm frightened.
I'm not a lawyer, but I believe that I am talking off the air.
I think you're torturing me. Hello?
And
is this still the torture channel?
I'm not going to address the torture word.
Hello?
I think your torture is self-inflicted.
Could be. Ooh, you're good. What else can you tell me about myself?
you need to ask yourself hard questions.
If a tree falls in the forest, did it really fall?
There are things that we know that we don't know.
What is the sound of three hands clapping?
They're the enemies of human freedom.
That's true. Good one. Hey, listen, is this still the torture channel? I got something for you. Hello?
And the lives that have been saved.
Hey, I just bought an accordion. You want to hear? I'm trying to learn Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Play.
Okay. I'm not very good. No, that wasn't it. Hold on. Oh, crap. This is hard. Wait. Ooh, I'm getting better. Wait. Rough approximation, really, but you get the idea. How am I doing? Ooh, that's for me. Gotta go.
Somebody's got to figure out where to buy the metal. Somebody's got to make the metal. I would call that the pie in the sky. Janet Herkey, I met today. She has 6 grandchildren. She is a responsible citizen. Wilbur's an army veteran. He helped liberate World War II. The lady's got the same hairstyle as my mother. I met the Grubbs family and the Knights. Same story over and over again all across America. One of the most, let me discuss that with you right quick, if you don't mind. Sure, we're in deficit. We're in deficit. We're in deficit because we went through a recession. Explain to you what the country has been through.
Our Constitution affirms and defends. Let me say how grateful I am to all those who supported me and supported the cause for which we have fought. Tipper and I feel a deep gratitude to Joe and Hadassah Lieberman, who brought passion and high purpose to our partnership. Open new doors, not just for our campaign, but for our country. This has been an extraordinary election. But in one of God's unforeseen paths, this belatedly broken impasse can point us all to a new common ground. For its very closeness can serve to remind us that we are one people with a shared history and a shared destiny. Indeed, that history gives us many examples of contests as hotly debated, as fiercely fought, with their own challenges to the popular will. Other disputes have dragged on for weeks before reaching resolution.
Who is this? Who is this?
The 82nd Airborne Division, Army Major General Charles Swanick, Jr. Confirmed. Indeed, the secrecy of the program indicates an understanding on the part of its authors that the regular military culture and mores would not support these activities, and neither would the American public or the world community. That's why they tried to keep it secret. And each time, both the victor and the vanquished have accepted the result peacefully and in the spirit of reconciliation. So let it be with us. I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too. But our disappointment must be overcome by our love of country. And I say to our fellow members of the world community, let no one see this contest as a sign of American weakness. The strength of American democracy is shown most clearly through the difficulties it can overcome.
The fraud and embezzling $70 million in public funds from a Jordanian bank and escaped serving a prison sentence by fleeing the country. But in spite of that record, he had become one of the key advisors to the Bush administration on planning and promoting the war against Iraq. They repeatedly cited him as a trusted authority and perhaps even a future president.
Some have expressed concern that the unusual nature of this election might hamper the next president in the conduct of his office.
Did not propose a five-point plan for tweaking America's approach. Instead, he said, I will go to Korea. It is responsible and in the best interest of our nation to have a new president who is capable of assessing the situation when he takes the oath of office. And you know, when a business enterprise finds itself in deep trouble that is linked to the failed policies of the current CEO, well, the directors and stockholders usually say to the failed CEO, thank you very much, but we're going to replace you now with a new CEO.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
I do not believe it need be so. President-elect Bush inherits a nation whose citizens will be ready to assist him in the conduct of his large responsibilities. I personally will be at his disposal, and I call on all Americans. I particularly urge all who stood with us to unite behind our next president.
I don't think anybody can, maybe people can argue that. I know the Iraqi people don't believe that, that they're better off with Saddam Hussein, would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power. I also know that there's an historic opportunity here to change the world.
All right, I got you. Pull him up.
But I'm not a robber. Even a
missiles and chemical and to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons.
The message is that there are no knowns, that there are things we know that we know.
I think that, I'm not a lawyer. My impression is that what has been charged thus far is abuse.
I can't be certain, and neither can you. Hello. Hi, this is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You've been listening for the last hour to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, created live each week in an improvised fashion. Torture, effects, and suffering, pain, and other undesirable consequences are not necessarily intended. To lodge a complaint with Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, you would send email to ken@counterfolk.com, counterfolk, F-O-L-K.com, to subject yourself to further abuse. You might listen to any of the shows from the last 10 years worth of archives of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, each one created live, each one improvised, each one unplanned, each one different from the one that it is not. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can also go to a search engine and type Ken's last ever radio extravaganza and locate the archives. If you appreciate listening, then I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate hearing from you. If you're not electronically inclined, 3 minutes from now, when this show stops happening, it stops being made, the combinations of these things no longer exist, please give a call, 472-5667, just to say something. To find out what sounds were combined while we were listening, I don't know at the moment, I haven't assessed the situation, but I will later when I'm done. I write it all down, I put it up on a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, so you can find out, and I can find out, and then you can listen to it again, and again, and again. And I don't think there's anything funny about it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. For people who are listening to this in a recorded fashion, thanks for calling and speaking to someone else who isn't me and confusing them. I very much appreciate that. Again, this has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can hear it here every night, Tuesday, from 6 until 7 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. You can listen to it on the internet live when it's happening. You can also listen to the archives of all the old ones, even when they're not live anymore, at the address counterfolk.com/last ever. Tune in next week for